everybody, it's Angel. So, when this is a bit long-winded, I have no tear, so I'm going to stay on topic, but I have a point to it, I promise. When you submerge yourself into the sea of sexual exploration, as I have over the last couple of years, and certainly my audios have been a really driving force for that, I learned that certain things exist that I never needed to know. Like, you know when you're exploring the internet and you find those corners and you're like, oh my goodness? So, like, if, ladies, if you've ever wondered what it's like to be fucked by a Tyrannosaurus Rex, there is a dildo for that. Can you believe it? And fellas, if you ever looked at that sweet little gecko and wondered what it would feel like to have her lady parts wrapped around you, there is a toy out there for you too. And that's just the corner of the sexual world that is out there, outside of the realms of vanilla sex. And I love it. I love that anything, if I just let my imagination go wild, these aren't things that turn me on. I don't want to be fucked by a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Dino erotica is not my thing. However, I love that it exists and it is someone's thing. I love that anything weird and crazy and mildly or really fucked up, I can look up online and someone has already thought of it. And I know creatively, like, that bums a lot of people out. You're like, oh, so-and-so just did that audio or so-and-so just wrote that script. Now, I mean, that's where I was going with, that's what I wanted to do today. It's okay. It makes me feel so much better that I'm not alone with these thoughts. I love knowing that I am not the first one to have thought up that fucked up thing. But that's just me. That's just personal. When I started making my audios, I knew very little beyond the basics of freakier sex. Like, fetishes were not on my radar at all. And I remember being absolutely mortified the first time I received a request to do a daddy audio. Someone was very polite and said, you know, your voice is amazing. I would love to hear you do a daddy audio. When that graced my inbox, I could not hit delete fast enough. I was like, delete, delete, delete. That was like 5 years ago. And a lot has changed in my sexual appetite. I have explored so much. And I mean that, like, intellectually, like, not physically. Like, I haven't gone out and explored all sorts of sexual things. I don't have a ton of wild, crazy sex stories for you. But I love research, and I love reading about anything I can find when it comes to sex. Especially weird stuff. I just love knowing that that stuff's out there. I don't want to do it. It's just fascinating. But some things, I guess, just, they need to happen organically. Like, sexually, I've always known that I was a people pleaser. I loved doing those little things to make someone smile. It's always given me that warm, fuzzy feeling to do really nice things for people and not expect anything back, just to do it because it makes me happy. And then in relationships, I felt like there was something missing in my past relationships. And I just couldn't articulate it. I couldn't figure it out. Then one day, I was reading the story, and I hate that I don't remember the story. I don't know if it was a novel, a short story. I can't remember even who it was by. But it was describing a woman, and she was going through her house trying to do everything at once. She was trying to take care of the pets, pack her suitcase for a vacation, make sure she didn't miss the mailman because she had a letter she needed to be sent out. And her husband or her boyfriend, I don't remember which, anyways, he told her to stop and get on her knees. And she was so flustered at him, and she did not have time for that. And with a stern voice, he told her again, get on your knees. And she did. And he told her to put her forehead on the ground and close her eyes and just breathe. I swear to God, I have chills right now. I have goosebumps just telling you that. I had tears in my eyes while I was reading that. the first time when I read that story, whatever it was. And I was like, she's me. I didn't know they made men like that. I didn't know that that was a possibility out there, that a man out there in the world that he could see when my mind is moving a million miles a second and could see when I'm flustered and sad. And not only does he notice, but he, just the sound of his voice, just him saying my name is enough to make all of that stop. That he would care enough for me to know what I need to recenter myself, to get myself back together and to calm down. And that's when, like, I started looking at myself differently, because I was always taught, I was raised to be an independent human being, to not rely on anyone else for my happiness, for anything, for financial comfort, for a roof over my head, for anything, that I needed to do it all on my own. And so I had always before really put myself down if I had ever had a thought where I'm like, I wish someone would just tell me what color to paint my nails today. Or I wish someone would just tell me, like, this is the restaurant we're having lunch at. This is what we're going to have. Like, those silly, and I guess they're silly to me, but they're not. At the same time, they're really important things to me that I wish someone else would make the decision for me. I'm not articulating this well, but I looked at myself different once I learned all those things, because I didn't put myself down as much, because I wanted that so badly, to have someone make those decisions for me, to be dominant over me, to not over me. Anyways, we're not going to get into details of that. I knew I didn't want it from just anyone. Like, I didn't just want some dude that's like, yes, I'm making decisions now. No, I needed the right man. I need the right man. But, anyways, so I shared that, stumbled at the end. I have notes here, so we're trying to stay on top of things. I shared that because that was really my realization that I was very much a submissive person. And that was when I really started to learn everything I could and read everything I could and research the dom-sub relationships, the daddy and little and the master and slave relationships. And that was also when I really learned that I don't like labels. That they're just not for me. I don't want a relationship where he's my master, he's my dominant, or no, I want a partner, I want a relationship. But I also want someone to fill those shoes. And obviously, this is just my personal preference. Everyone's different. And I learned that I absolutely needed, craved, desired, however you want to put it, I needed that alpha male. Someone who is very much in charge, who is comfortable in that role, and doesn't feel that he has to prove anything, that his actions speak loud enough. That he's, you know, my grandma always says, if a girl has to say she's a lady, and she's absolutely not. Like, if you have to say you're something, like, if you have to say, I'm rich, or I'm this, or I'm that, then you're probably not. That's what my grandma always said. She's full of those fun wisdom sayings. But anyways, that's when I really started feeling more comfortable doing submissive audios, doing these fantasies where I wasn't just talking about how I wanted someone to make love to me. I wasn't just sharing these fantasies. I grew into really sharing things I genuinely wanted as a submissive person, and really taking on those traits and enjoying them. And I remember the first time I tried out a daddy audio, and I got so many emails, so many messages from people calling me a hypocrite, because I had said how long ago that I would never do a daddy audio, that didn't turn me on. Well, that was way before I learned that daddy audios aren't just incest, that they can also just be a term of endearment in a relationship. And that was also, you know, many years ago, five years ago. That I hope that everyone changed I hope you're not the same person you were 5 years ago. I hope sexually you've changed, intellectually, you know, emotionally. We all need to grow and change and be better than we were before. And so my sexual appetite grew, and some people liked it and some people really didn't. I'm sharing this story with you because I don't want you to feel bad or let someone take away your joy in your sexual exploration with your audios, with your scripts, with whatever you're creating. You know, do it and don't look back. You know, there are things I made a couple years ago, a couple weeks ago that I'm like, that's not me, or that I don't like how I did that. Don't look back. It's over. It's past. Most people have forgotten about it. You know, just keep looking forward, keep growing, keep doing what is making you happy, what's turning you on. And don't be afraid to explore, and don't be afraid to be like, that's not for me anymore. You know, you can have a ton of fetishes right now, and in a couple months, just be over it. And you're like, okay, that ran its course and I'm done. So we've all had different moments in our life where we've had sexual awakenings, where we learned that we didn't like something one day and we really liked it the next day. And I would love to hear that. I would love to hear your guys' stories of like that moment, whether it was a story, an audio, something freaky that you never thought you'd be into. I'd love to hear that from you guys. Or at least I would really like it if you at least thought about it and appreciated yourself and how much you grew, and be proud of yourself for being so open-minded and doing the things that you really enjoy. All right, I blabbered on long enough, and it sounds like neighbors are doing fireworks. I don't know if you guys can hear like explosions, but I think I live in the country, so they do fireworks whenever they want. But all right, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I love your guys' comments, feedback. And I will talk to you all very soon. All right. Bye, everybody.